Arsonists are often clever, though evil. By definition, they are people who intentionally start a fire in order to damage or destroy something. Arson charges have been filed by people reacting to an email sent last week to federal employees. The match that lit the flame was the three-sentence message to, quote, please reply to this email with approximately five bullets of what you accomplished last week and CC your manager. Please do not send any classified information, links, or attachments. Deadline is this Monday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The ground fire is spreading across the bureaucracy. Shockwaves are reaching seismic proportions. Reactions are ranging all the way to threats of violence. Rejection of authority, whether real or perceived, is layering toxicity onto accountability. Why has a simple request issued in a workplace environment where the existence of pay for effort presumes a level of reportability sent reverberations across the national discourse? Within paragraphs of the creation of humanity in the Genesis account, a simple question was posed that exposed a poorly hidden failure. In the site visit that puts the Creator into contact with Adam and Eve, both now wearing poorly tailored fig leaves, who were summoned into a performance review with a crucial question, what is this you have done? That's Genesis 3, verse 13. Both of the couple were culpable for their own part in the malfeasance. Their dismissal from Eden put the whole of creation into the tailspin that continues to careen out of control today. One would assume that experience would create correction, but the recurring story of people being stupid adds chapters by the day. Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel, and the young men entered their adult years with divergent career paths. Cain became a farmer. He was the elder bro and expected respect. Abel was no direct competitor. He domesticated animals and became a rancher. The genesis of religious practice emerges with the advent of sin. Both young men performed an act of contrition. They brought offerings to God from their work. Cain laid produce on the altar. Abel sacrificed an animal. God must have laid the protocols out before the procedures. All we know is that he rejected Cain's fruit, but accepted Abel's fat. The immediate aftermath? Cain was ticked royally. His immediate reaction was immediately addressed by God. Why are you angry? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. That from Genesis 4. So what's the follow-up to a poor performance review? The story spirals into a Dateline script. To quote, now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out into the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. The next scene is replayed among fallen people over and over again with detailed changes, but essential repetition. We enter the story. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? Here's God's email to Cain, short and sweet. What have you done? Busted big time, but his guilt would now call for sentencing. To quote, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground. Abel had done what was right. His reward for best behavior was betrayal by his older brother. Cain had rewritten the ground rules regarding relationship with God and demonstrated the corrosive nature of self-defensive rebellion against accountability. Wouldn't God just let it slide? God pronounced a life sentence for Cain. He was now disallowed from returning to his career path, driven from the ground, it said. And he would live the rest of his life as a marked man, destined to die under judgment for his rejection of God's ground rules for all aspects of life. So for you and for me, the question is reasonable. God is sending his email through his spirit to us constantly. What are the five things I did last week that were in keeping with my calling? To quote Jesus, accountable to his Father, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. That from John 17:4. I'm living with you under his oversight.